WDB 860 AM Philadelphia and WPEN HD2 Burlington, Philadelphia. The following programming is sponsored by Troy Baylor. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're on the morning show with your host, Troy Baylor, broadcasting from a sickness. So just to stay safe from everyone. But we have some things that we do want to talk about this morning. Then we have one of our good friends will be calling in. And we're going to talk with him. He's the owner of B&B Monument, Grave Markers Monument Service in Delaware County in Pennsylvania. And I'm going to be talking with them in a few minutes about they do. You know, when you die, a lot of people just can't afford grave markers and stuff like that and tombstones. So we're going to be talking with them a little bit about their services and what they provide to the community. And they're located in, I'm looking at the brochure. I just seen it. Looks like it says 45 South Madison Avenue, Upper Darby, PA. Yep. And their phone number is 267-407-9656. 267-407-9653, and that's B&B Monument. So, hey, give them a call and tell them you heard it on the morning show, and you get a discount, you know, because everybody needs a great one. You know, it's like when you go back years later and the cemetery tell you, oh, they're about buried here, but you're not for sure because there's no marker or no tombstone there. So B&B Monument will make sure that there's some kind of grave marker or tombstone is put out there so that you can know where your loved one is buried at. So keep that in mind. Did y'all hear about, or did you see on the news last night where a suspect shot at the police right there at Roosevelt Boulevard and Cottman last night. I'll tell you, it is getting sickening out here. You know, and as a police commissioner talked about your safety just on a couple of days ago, I was going to say last week, but a couple of days ago in Southwest Philly where the man shot at the boy for trying to steal his car and killed him, but he wound up getting locked up because he was not licensed to carry. So you got to be careful in every situation that you do out here because it's repercussions on some of the things that you do. And that's one of them. You know, you would have been better off calling the police because if they were trying to tow the car with another car, police would have got there in time enough to catch him in the act anyway. So now one life gone and you're probably going to be sitting in jail. Might not be a long time, but you're going to be sitting in jail because you were not licensed to carry. Yeah. And there's been several cases where the people return fire on people who try to carjack them at gunpoint. I believe the Germantown section, the 65-year-old man who was being carjacked and shot at returned fire, but he was licensed to carry. But, you know, that should not be a right to shoot somebody or do whatever you do, but nevertheless, we got to get better at what's going on here in this city, and it has to get better. Hey, the time is 10:05 in the morning, and you're tuned into the morning show right here on WWDB 860 AM. And it's good that you allow us into your home to bring you up to date on what's going on in the city of Philadelphia and the surrounding area. Hi, do you see what they're doing to President Joe Biden? They said his approval rate has dropped again. And I said, first of all, he came in at a messed up time because of COVID-19 and President Donald Trump's radical behavior. So what you're going to do is, in the same way when he goes out, because you remember Barack Obama had everything on track to go the right way because he took over from, well, it's always going to be messed up from, you know, but Barack Obama tried to put things back into order. And then after his 8 years, you had Donald Rump came in and disrupt. And I guess he thought he was on The Apprentice, want to fire everybody and cause all this chaos. And you got to remember, this president came in at a bad time, the COVID, and then all the rhetoric that the former president created that has to be changed. And like, yeah, the economy, things are up, but you got to look at the reason why to do it. It ain't so much the president, is because, like, they say COVID, you know, because I went to the Chinese store one day and they told me they had to charge 50 cents extra for whatever thing that I bought, or they got it listed, you know. So everybody make their own rules and regulations. Yeah. So it is what it is. But you got to eat to survive, and you got to pay your bills and your rent. So, hey, Governor Wolf was in town on yesterday, West Philly, talking about some grant money that's going to be put out to help combat this gun violence in the city of Philadelphia. Some, you know, with schools and community-based organizations, so.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
I don't know what happened, but we're back anyway. Where were we at? So we were talking about the governor who just came down and invested some money in the city to combat the gun violence and everything that's going on in our community. And we're trying to get adjusted here because I don't know what happened a few minutes ago. But nevertheless, you're tuned into the morning show right here on WWDB 860 AM. And the time is 10:10 in the morning. What is your... We're going to go to a commercial break and come back so we can just, you know, find out what's happening. So stay with us as we come right back.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help. Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
We're back on the morning show right here on WWDB 860 AM. I think we got it right. Just a little, probably a miscommunication. But we're here, and we're looking for our good friend Gooch to call me. When I thought about his name, I thought about the movie The House of Gucci. A lot of people say they liked it, but I looked at it and I didn't really enjoy it as much. And then the new movie Scream, it was okay, but it wasn't something that I would, you know, write about, you know, because it basically, to me, it was like the same old from the previous movie Scream. If you look at it, you know, he just goes around doing a bunch of killing and stabbing, you know. And I think some of these movies are just movies that we should not be showing to our kids or watching in our homes, you know, because some people, they go out and react on some things like that. And that's one of the things that we should not do, you know, because a lot of people try to reenact these movies. They're just fiction movies, you know. It's just something that they put together, you know, but just the violence in it and the, you know, the stuff that goes on in it, it doesn't make sense. We're looking for our caller to be calling in pretty soon, but it's 14 after 10 and you're tuning into the morning show. And we're going to get ready for May 8th. So keep your calendars locked for May 8th. We're doing a peace ride. There's going to be the motorcycle world. I just had the paper in front of me. I don't know what I did with it. The State Burners and the morning show. We're coming together to put this ride together. And we look forward to you, and especially you being a part of this, because I'm telling you, it's definitely needed. So make sure you get involved, and we're going to bring you more in it for you. So make sure you keep your calendars dated. And we're looking to have a good time that day. So that's May 8th. And that's going to be by the State Burners. and yours truly, The Morning Show. And we're going to have different kind of keynote speakers and different things going on. The route is going to start at City Hall and go Arch Street left onto Broad to CCB Moore. Down CCB Moore to 33rd to July to the expressway, come off at Grace Ferry and take Willing over to Greenway. Greenway down to 58th Street, and then 58th Street over to the staging area where everything is going to end up at. So make sure you be a part of that. So, yeah, it's going to be a wonderful thing on May Day, a peace ride. So that's what we're working on and whatnot. Make sure you keep abreast of that. Hey, we have our caller on the line, so we're going to go to our caller. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I lost you for a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we're doing this Zoom and whatnot. Well, we got to get better at it. Let's talk about B&B Monument. First of all, you're a Black-owned business, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I was looking through the brochure, and I see you have grave markers, tombstones, and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit, tell us how you got started in business.
I actually got started about three years ago. My background is a bricklayer, union bricklayer, local one, for 32 plus years. I started my own company, which was a union company, in 2003.
Right.
And from that point, my passion has always been in the masonry field. And we actually opened up a nonprofit organization called Building Better Masonry Skills Development Program. It was a reentry program for educators, low-income senior citizens, and disabled program to actually serve our community.
Right. All right. And so what made you get into the business of grave markers and tombstones?
My father actually passed away a couple of years ago. And it was very personal to me to basically be able to make his own headstone.
And, okay.
At that time, I actually discussed it with my wife. And she took on another position to actually go to funeral director school. So for the four years that she was actually in school is what made us basically determine that we wanted to do everything. And that's basically open up the funeral home and do the monuments. Now the key with us is that we don't deal with a third party. We actually do everything in-house. So we do all the sandblasting, we do all the designing, so we're able to cut the cost, make it affordable, and the time frame in getting your headstone is a lot quicker.
Right. All right. Now, how long have you been in business with the B&B Monument?
3 years.
3 years. Okay. Now I was talking with you on yesterday, and I noticed you said something about donating monuments, you know, for certain calls or?
Yes. And I actually have one of our representatives on the phone. Her name is actually Naima. She actually deals with all the donations and works with the communities and the families and to assist them and with anything that they might need.
Right. Good morning, Ashley. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Naima. My name is Naima. How are you?
Hey, tell us what your role is in this.
Well, I'm more of like a community outreach liaison and family liaison. So I kind of represent DMV Monuments on the tip of like fundraising, donations, reaching out to families that some families who are economically disadvantaged, where we offer discounted prices just to help out and give back to the community as well.
And, right.
I think Troy's been like a little, Nasheeda's been a little modest on B&B's role in giving back. The one thing that sticks out about B&B is actually the pricing. Because most monument companies, it's like sky high, just like any other funeral costs and things like that. And we know in our communities, especially in urban Black communities, we're faced with like sudden death with younger children, which means there's younger family members and things like that. So it's kind of like an amazing thing that B&B does on how they handle it from the start of the initial call all the way down to placing the marker, to sending the family the picture of the marker. It's just one complete process that we try to take away from the family, like the anxieties and the stresses of actually doing those services, because those last minute things don't stop at the funeral services at all. So,
right. And I'm just thinking, because I don't really think it's based on you guys' position on what you do, but I think it's a lot on some cemetery, because I had a friend of mine who, went to, I'm not for sure the monument company he went to, but they had the headstone ready, but the the cemetery gave him a run around and they never did it on time or and in a timely manner. So basically dealing with you guys would be more of a communication with, once a person do pay you to do a headstone, is about communication with that cemetery.
Right, you do all of it. Yep.
Right.
Do all of it.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep. But that is that is a frustrating process with the different cemeteries, but we pride ourselves in building relationships with the different cemeteries, and we articulate that to the family and any services or issues that the family has. We take pride in aiding them in that and answering questions to the best of our ability. And also reaching out, and there are times that we personally went out to cemeteries ourselves on behalf of our customers.
Right, right. Now, give a phone number where people can reach you guys at.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
And what is that number?
Rashid?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Telephone 267-407-9656. Again, it's 267-407-9656.
All right. And you're located, I believe it says Upper Darby.
We're located in Upper Darby. And we actually, being though it's COVID right now, we've been dealing with it for the past 2 years. So we try to either come out to assist either home visits. We do via email, but it's basically pretty simple. And we make it as easy as possible for the families.
Right. So let's say I had a death in the family and I was running short on money. So you guys would work with me on getting a grave marker or a tombstone?
Yes. Now we actually all have payment plans as well. So we do have payment plans. Like I said, it's it's very hard for families to actually pay for the headstone, the burials, and things of that nature. So we try to make it as affordable as possible and to make sure everyone has a headstone for their loved ones. I have family members now, pretty sure you do, and Naima, that we have family members don't even have headstones, that haven't had headstones for over 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So, right. You know, my role right now is that I dedicated this on behalf of my father that actually passed away, and to try to give back as many headstones to people that either probably don't have family members or, you know, have loved ones that couldn't afford it, that we can actually leave a legacy behind and helping the family members out.
Right, right. All right, well, we're definitely going to keep talking about this and telling people about this, and we're going to try to get some more brochures from you to put in churches, you know, because I'm well-known in churches and stuff like that, you know, and several funeral homes and stuff like that.
We do have a website. You can go on the website. It's www.bbmonuments.org. Again, that's www.bbmonuments.org. You can fill out the paperwork, do the designs. We do the designs and everything online, and it's very easy, very simple, and we make it as hassle-free as possible.
Right. All right. Well, the best of luck to you in this this journey that you're on with this monument service, because it's definitely needed, especially in our community where people really struggle. So I tip my hat off to you, and we look forward to having you on the show again to talk about this and maybe more other stuff, because I know we're looking forward to doing a peace ride with you guys around May the 8th.
Yes, we actually, you had that conversation yesterday.
So next week we have you on the show, and we'll talk about the peace ride and how we can get people involved and get people to come out and to be a part of this.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Just to put a little bit out there now, we're actually organizing with a couple of motorcycle groups, clubs, car clubs, to actually meet at City Hall and go through North Philly and come back around through Southwest and end up at a location and have some keynote speakers and try to reach out to a couple of the state reps, feed the neighborhoods, get some stuff out, and have a nice time.
Right. All right. Well, we thank you for calling, and we look forward to hearing from you again. So until then, stay safe.
Thank you for having us on, and we look forward to speaking with you next.
All right, we're going to pay a few bills and we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned to the morning show.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
We're back on the morning show with your host, Troy Baylor, on WWDB 860 AM in the morning. Michael Jackson, I want to rock with you all day, all night. Oh, God. There's something else. I was just looking at some interviews and tapes. One that I really caught my eye was the interview Oprah Winfrey did with Michael Jackson. And it talks about his lawyer and a gentleman that he left his estate to. And the family was fighting against that. But I think what they did in his honor and got him out of some of that debt that he was in was a wonderful thing. Because, you know, Michael Jackson was in a hell of a lot of debt. And they actually took and brought him out of that. Because remember, This Is It tour never got off, but they made a documentary movie out of it. And that was like, went skyrocketed. And then they talking about Sony wanted to come in and pay a lot of money just as well. You know, and then remember the lawsuit that Joe Jackson and Katherine Jackson filed against, Katherine Jackson filed hers against AGM, I think it was, the production company for hiring Dr. Conrad Murray. And Joe Jackson just dropped his, and I think his was dropped because they probably offered him a few dollars. And he dropped his, I don't know, I'm just saying it to be smart. But, you know, Joe was about the money. So that could have happened in that case. But Katherine Jackson lost hers because they saying that it wasn't responsible, you know. But nevertheless, the King of Pop lives on because his music lives on. So, and that's what we really enjoy. Hey, we're going to pay a few bills, and we'll be back right after this.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
Back on the morning show right here on WWDB 860 AM. We're going to play the rest of the show out with the former interview that we did with Councilwoman Janie Blackwell. And I'll see you on next Friday. So hope to get better. So keep me in your prayers. So just listen to the rest of the show with our interview with Councilwoman Janie Blackwell.
Special guest in here, former Councilwoman Janie Blackwell. We're going to be talking to her, you know, about things that she have done in her office and what she's planning on doing in the future. But whatever she's doing, we're going to be supportive of her, and we're going to endorse her, and we're going to get her back in office. Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, my love.
That was so nice you brought coffee and donuts this morning.
Only because we had guests. We had new guests out. I brought you your water, your vitamin pills. You need to take your supplements, and you're probably English muffin with the.
Can we go to Longhorn so we get a steak?
We don't eat steak. No, I'll take you to Dunkin' Donuts and get you one of those. What's it? Protein. Need some egg McMuffin, something like that. There.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to understand. In the morning, you need certain energy, to get. And then you need to take certain things every day. And that's why you'll grow up and be strong like me.
Hey, our call-in numbers is 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. Councilwoman, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to see your face today.
Oh, thank you. And I thank you for this kind invitation. I'm happy to be here with my friends who work so hard for others. Thank you.
Right. Let's get into this conversation.
I want to say how really fine she looked.
Why, thank you. Thank
you. Indeed. I mean, you know, like...
Is it fine as wine?
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is
Why, thank you.
The Chardonnay. No, I'm saying, she looks great. I mean, really, you know. I mean, like, you look like I knew I met you years ago. Haven't changed.
Thank you.
Well, let's get into your years as a councilwoman and what you have done while you was in office, and the reason why, if you decide to run, people should support you to put you back in office.
Yes, well, I'm grateful. God bless me. I served 7 terms. They're 4-year terms in city council after working with Lou for about 6. So I spent most of my life. I met Lou teaching his children, and I quit teaching to work with him. He was in the state house, and then he went to council, and I worked for him until I succeeded him in 92 when he went to the Congress and I succeeded him in city council. So we've been there a very, very long time, and it was a wonderful opportunity to serve, which is what I still do. You know, God gives you a mission. We all have to find out what our mission is, and my mission is public service. And so, you know, the scripture says in season and out of season.
Right.
So no matter where I am, I will always try to serve the public. And my issue all these years has been a homelessness and trying to help people in need. So this is my first year in many. Due to this pandemic, we didn't do it last year, and we were afraid to push it this year, that we didn't have our birthday party, you know, near my birthday, which is July 15th, the Friday before or after. We usually have a party for the big barbecue in City Hall Courtyard for the homeless. We have a few thousand there. And then at Christmas time at the convention center, we have a big, big party. We've had as many as 8,000 homeless people there. Every child gets a gift. We have food. We have entertainment. I tell them no boring speeches from politicians, but we certainly have a party. People dance. People have fun. Kids get gifts. We get free haircuts. They have moon bounces, all kinds of information for them to do what we can to get rid of, to let people know that they're cared about. At the birthday party, I tell everybody, we all have a birthday, so this is so that you celebrate your birthday. And that's my purpose, is always public service. And I thank God for the privilege to serve him by serving others. So I love that. And I'm still looking forward to we're opening up our accounts again so that we can try to raise money and try to continue on with that mission. And I thank him for the privilege all these years of helping to serve people. And people have been so kind. You know, we have the Lucianee Blackwell Community Center and Mansion. We have Lucianee Blackwell Homes. People have been good to me. I have Bernice Arms apartments at 61st in Baltimore, named for my mother.
Right.
We have the Lucianee Blackwell boxing tournament. because he's done so many things which we love. And gosh, you know, we have so many. We have so many things and so many ways people have honored us. I've been honored by not only my church, Sharon Baptist, but we've been honored by the Masons, by churches, by all these denominations. We've been honored by so many people over the years, so many organizations. I have more plaques than I can count and more awards. And we are just grateful that God realizes, has seen fit to let people know that we want to serve them, that we'll do our best to serve them, and we'll continue to do what we can. We do things like at Sayre now, Sayre High School. It was middle school for years. We helped create the health center there. And, for example, we helped create so many programs, so many buildings. We work with all our health centers and our community groups. If they're talking about where we had crime at Christie Rec Center, and at that rec center, we worked hard to get new floors, and we've tried to work so hard across the board in our parks, our recreation centers. Malcolm X Park, we have jazz every other Thursday. We have oldies but goodies, but all of these things are programs that people wanted, that we tried to work with them to create. And from Mantua to Southwest, you name it. Now we have Southwest Philadelphia District Services. They're on every Friday night. My last driver, Sabor Muhammad, died suddenly. And May 7th was their year being on having their show on Friday night. So we're still working with them to do that. And across the board, we're working with NUAD, Neighbors United Against Drugs now, at 52nd and Woodland on the 26th, for example. They are going to hire people who want to be barbers, and they work with ex-offenders. There's a business right there for those who want to deal with auto repair and ex-offenders. It's on their sign. So they work hard to deal with ex-offenders, and frankly, we work a lot with ex-offenders.
Right.
There are so many people who are incarcerated who should not be incarcerated, and we work tirelessly to get those people back out on their streets with their families. And the judge asked me about hearing Renee Chenault-Fattah talk about a program that she heads where people try to get their records expunged and where you try to deal with people who are incarcerated. But there are just so many issues, whether it be education. As I said, I started off in teaching where we need to do so much, whether it be work in our community. We need a lot of city services that we're not going. We don't see now. Whether we want to talk about this issue with some of the council people fighting the mayor about declaring a state of emergency, that's an interesting issue to discuss.
Well, when you got to that point, do you think that it should be a state of emergency?
I think that, as was said earlier, I think that if it brings more officers, we don't need it. If it brings more money, let's consider that. We can always use more money to deal with various community groups and services they offer to others. I think that the mayor and those city council members and the controller need to sit down, talk about it, and see what they can do together. I think we need to try to work that out because it's important. I mean, it's the issue of the day.
Right.
And the fact that we have so much crime, I think about the old days when we had gang war, the days of Lucian Blackwell, and when gangs had a fight, one gang fought another gang, and if there was an individual, that was that individual. But now, you know, they take out communities and young people and women, and it's just unbelievable. So I believe that that we have to do something, and I believe that there's not one answer, that everybody has to give what they can, where they can, but I am hopeful that the mayor and the council, along with the controller, will sit down and come up with a this decision, a unified decision on which way we go forward together.
Right. Now, what driven you to fight for the homeless?
Well, you know, waiting on people all those years before I got extra staff. When I started with Lou, he had one person, that was me. So you had to type, answer the phone, wait on people, deal with organizations, the move issue and all the others. And people would come in who had nowhere to go, who needed housing, who needed food. And so I got involved just by, as most of my legislation was, just by dealing with the issues that were there. You have to always deal with people with emergencies who are there, right there before you. So I got involved in homelessness, just seeing the need and working with people who needed help. And we used to call the mayor. I remember one day when Jim White was alive and when he was managing director under Wilson Good, he sent his own private car to pick up a family who needed housing. Of course, that doesn't happen today, but it happened in those days. And so I've always believed that the most important issue that any government can deal with is to make sure that people don't have to live on the streets, that people aren't homeless. People deserve to have a place to live. People deserve to have food to eat.
Right.
And I believe any government, any nation worth its salt, takes care of people in need first. And so I've always considered that first and always will. And we still have great needs. You know, the federal government just gave $42 million to our city to deal with that issue, to deal with the homeless issue. And the city wants to help by dealing with even helping to pay rent, helping to pay mortgage, helping to do repairs if people will be evicted, trying to deal with all kinds of issues that will stop people from being on the streets. But I do believe that we have to deal with those issues, but we have to deal with other issues that are pertinent to the homeless community only, like Rob Hess, who was one of our former directors of homelessness years ago. He passed away. He left here, went to New York to head housing. It was Department of Welfare there in New York in those days. And I remember when he took a big convention center and built rows of housing in that convention center, let the homeless name them streets after whoever they wanted to. And he created food outside of that, in that center, bathrooms outside of that. But all along those corridors, you had rooms with beds in it, a dresser in it, and people had places to live, and it worked for them. I believe we have to have not only mental health help more, but we have to have places that homeless can go into, that they accept. And I know now they won't push them. You know, homeless services says we don't make people go in if they refuse to go in. We don't deal with people who need mental health if they refuse to take mental health. But it's just not adequate. You know, I went to Kensington up there 10 days ago.
Don't mention it.
And if you go a mile north, south, east, and west,
don't even mention it. Hey, listen, we're going to pay a few bills, and we're going to be right back with Councilwoman Janie Blackwell, because we're going to talk about the Kensington problem.
Thank you.
We'll pay a few bills, and we'll be right back.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
Constantly Caring Home Care is dedicated to meeting the needs of people of all ages, helping them keep their independence, security, and quality care, all in the comfort of their home. We offer our employees competitive pay rates and an excellent benefit package. We are in the community, a part of the community, and for the community. So give us a call today, 215-929-8989, where you're not just a consumer, you're family. Constantly Caring Home Care, servicing Philadelphia and surrounding counties.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help. Don't want to get stopped by the police? Well, here's some tips you need to know. A motor vehicle violation is a summary crime, and your driving record will also determine how much you'll pay. Get the facts with Judge Tynes. Tune in to The Morning Show with Troy Baylor, Friday morning at 10 on WWDB 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Hi, my name is India Baylor, and you're listening to my dad, Troy Baylor, on WWDB 860 AM.
We're back on The Morning Show with our special guest in the studios, Councilwoman Cheney Blackwell, and she's bringing some informative information to you. When you talked about Kensington,
yes,
and we talk about a state of emergency, and I found out that a lot of these places are closed down, Byberry, state mental hospitals, and the issue is, and I'm saying it because I'm dealing with the issue too because of my daughter's mom. The drugs, addicted to the PCP and the stuff that's going on out there. How can we get help for these people? Because a lot of these organizations are getting money, but they're not doing nothing to help these people.
Well, I totally agree. I have a committeeman and a friend, a long-term committeeman, who has a sister who's paranoid schizophrenic. So, you know, she has serious issues. She was born that way. She's close to 60 now. And we were calling around just 2 weeks ago to try to get her place. She's okay as long as she takes her meds. But every now and then, she decides she's not going to take her meds. Then we have to go through Holy, H-E-L-L, to try to get her 302'd or committed and to get her back on her meds. And then she can come out again. And we couldn't get her place for anything. We called the mobile team. We call all over the place. We need more help with people who need placement, more help. And her brother, with whom I work nearly daily, who understands her case, they wanted to deal with her son, who's of age. Sure, he's of age, but he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Or he doesn't take care of his sister. Her brother, who's a couple years older, does. So there's still a lot that we need to do in our city when it comes to mental health. We need to do better. And when we went to Kensington and I looked around at all the trash around and I called somebody, they told me, oh, yeah, the city told me that they pick up trash every day. Well, it was filthy. And you had people all over the place. And I hear what they say about the neighbors living there, too, and about them not wanting this problem. We have got to do more to meet homeless people where they are and get them placed in places that they will respect, where they will want to live. We don't have those solutions, or we don't have those suggestions to do that. And I think we have to have, when it comes to that, when it comes to this stuff.
Discover spiritual.